Thank you for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And this week we're trying to get some information to you. In case you missed us yesterday, what we're doing is if you go to our Facebook page, we launched a poll a couple weeks ago. And in that poll, we gave you an opportunity to submit questions directly to us that we'd try to get answered for you. And that's what we've been working on yesterday and working on again today. Before we get into today's question, though, yesterday we touched on exactly what the county and the local government was doing about the drug issue in Powell County. And I believe the judge had a few more comments he wanted to add in to that, because obviously that's a pretty lengthy subject. So, Judge, where did we leave off? Where do you want to go from here?
Yeah, really. I mean, naturally, that's a subject with its importance to everybody. We could talk about continuously, probably, and we won't do that. I'm sure as new things develop and things that we'll come back and, you know, give people updates on it in the future. One thing, I guess, kind of in relation to that, and not that I think it's kind of with a lot of these issues, you know, I think here's something in today's society, it seems like there's less and less accountability. And here's kind of an example, and I'm not saying I don't think you can raise a kid right. It's proven that the drug issue is not necessarily any social class, income class. Mm-hmm. So, and regardless of how good a job somebody done parenting their kid can, so I'm not saying that, but I think it's very easy in society today. A lot of times, you know, you hit a drug problem, they automatically, a lot of people, that's a government problem. Well, it's not. And I think, you know, we all, on a lot of issues, I think we've got to step back and look at ourselves personally. You know, we all have a part. If we're raising children, grandchildren, whatever, it's our obligation to do the best by them we can. And I think, you know, that plays a big role in the preventative. Not that, like I said, regardless how good a job somebody does, that they still may, a child may choose to go down the wrong path. But I think being aware of how we act and setting the example. So I think, you know, at the back to the home level, we can all have vast impacts on the outcome of many, not just the drug issue, but, you know, our teaching our kids the proper values as far as in relation to how they treat one another, or mm-hmm. work ethic, those kind of things. So I think all too often today's society forgets that, you know, as a parent, as a grandparent, you know, we're the first ones that has the ability to help mold this young child. And you know, and that I guess that goes back to really, that's where really you stress about in the drug scenario, is a lot of these children come into a world and they don't have the, you know, from the get-go, they're put behind the eight ball. They're not subjected to a loving environment. So I think if all of us just be a little bit more aware of what we're doing and try to do the best we can, not that we won't have shortfalls, but I think we can all work to be better parents or better citizens. So,
well, I would completely agree with that. I mean, you start to see generational cycles of this kind of thing, and you know, now that we've had this problem as long as we have, and I agree with you. It really does begin at home. The ultimate thing we can do is work however we can to break that cycle. So, hopefully, we're going to start seeing more of that as time goes on. But going back to your questions, the question I was going to pose to the judge this morning was submitted to us via the Facebook poll. We had a question of who is it that evaluates county employees, and who determines and how is it determined their raises, rates of pay, or what training they may require?
Okay, that's a very good question. I guess it's kind of several prongs to it. And that was something I noticed when I come in the office. Seemed like, you know, depending on the budget, employees either got raises or didn't get raises. And that was kind of concerning because you had examples of where people were doing extraordinary works or going above and beyond. And maybe you had a employee who wasn't pulling their weight in some instances. Well, under the way it was being done, and no blame, like I said, it just, that's the way it was. They pretty much got the same same pay increase or not, as so there was no separation. So we've really, and it's still something we've got a lot of work to do on, and like I said, we get tied with everything else, hadn't made it, as got it completed, but we actually started working to first and foremost, you've got to develop job descriptions, and you know, that's been ever evolving. Is in my administration, we've moved to try to streamline, become more efficient. You got people wearing maybe more than one hat. So, but I think within each, what we've really strived for and made a lot of success, haven't got them for everybody yet, but basically for every job in the county, hopefully have an adequate job description. So,
and for those at home, that's just so that you can dictate how well someone's doing their job when you actually know what that job is.
That's exactly right. It's very hard to do evaluation if you don't first have spelled out what that job is. And I think that's, you know, makes it easier on the employee. That way they know what's expected of them. I mean, some of these things are not just obvious in some instances. And then, like I said, whoever the evaluator, will get into a little bit more of that. That gives them something to go on. So we've got a long way in getting those job descriptions set. And one thing I've really tried to do since I've been here, and I think we're getting there, is, you know, I guess ultimately myself and the fiscal court in approving that, I guess, somewhat of say, but I think it's only fair that, you know, as we have departments, I think the person that gets to work with that employee most directly and gets to be most engaged with them is that employee supervisor. So we've really made a shift to try to empower those supervisors. Naturally, if we put somebody in a supervisor or directory role, we've done that because we have some confidence in their ability to manage that department, and who better to evaluate that employee than the person that's directly into them. So what we've really tried to do is set up an environment to where that supervisor can do those evaluations, and trying to give them some latitude too, in that naturally, regardless, and unfortunately, we have, I was very fortunate when I took this position. I inherited a wonderful bunch of employees overall, and no doubt many of them have done work at a much discounted price, you know, compared to what they could be making in other lines of work or what they deserve. And as we've improved our budgets, we have been able, I think, all but 1 year to give some level of raise to our employees and try to get them up to a salary that's a little bit more indicative of the work they do. And naturally, in several departments, that's still not where we'd like it to be. We'll continue to strive there. But one thing we've tried to do when we determine what money can be put into the department there, again, kind of this year we've expressed, is actually whatever that percent raise or whatever, give that allot that money to that director to disperse according to these evaluations. You know, if you have an employee, then maybe they get a little, just for simplicity, let's say we give a 2% raise any 1 year. And what we're trying to do is set up a scenario that that percentage can be, comes to X amount of dollars. They can divvy it up according to how they, you know, if they have an employee that's not performing, maybe they don't get a raise that year. And, you know, it may mean that one employee gets three, so long as that amount doesn't go over the amount of money allotted for those raises that year.
And so it allows the department head, the director, whomever it may be, to an amount of latitude to really reward an employee who's been exceptional over the year.
That is right. And, of course, at the end of the day, it comes back to the fiscal court to either approve those or not. But I think in order to really move our departments forward, it's got to get to where those directors have some authority, you know what I'm saying, in order to, if they're going to improve their department, move it forward. And like I said, they're the ones that, you know, on the surface, a lot of times, it depends on departments, some of them, but myself or the court don't probably have as much interaction daily with each member to fully, you know, give them a fair evaluation. So I think it's best in that light. And that's really something, like I said, we still got some work to do. And at some point, hopefully, all those job, you know, that would be something good to post, you know, what each job consists of, what those descriptions. So that's something we maybe can get out to the public here at some point would be a good thing, too.
Well, and of course, from the fiscal court standpoint, beyond just the logistics of actually interacting with every employee as frequently as you would like, you know, the county covers so many different, such a variety of different jobs and different occupations that it would be impossible for one person to completely understand every skill set on a level that they could really fairly evaluate. I mean, you would have to have an intricate understanding of 911 service, ambulance service, road department, waste management, animal control, and so on. And I can't imagine how anyone would be qualified by themselves to know enough about every single one of those departments.
Yeah, I'm in fair of the fiscal court. Myself, you know, being a full-time employee, have a little bit better chance to do, you know, learn these, all these departments, and I have really prided myself in trying to become more knowledgeable of each department. And actually, having the good fortune of being here 6 years, I've become much more aware, much more knowledgeable of each department than I was when I first took office. But that's why I said all of our magistrates have other jobs. So There's no way, and I'm not saying no way, but it would be very hard for them to, like I said, they have a good understanding of each department, but I don't think it's very practical that they would each have a, like you said, expertise on each department to the level of knowing ever intricacy. So I think empowering our directors, and like I said, it's a lot easier for the court to have confidence or to evaluate, you know, and that really puts onus on us to make sure we put good directors in place, ones that we have confident that will encourage what we're wanting out of the employees. And I think we've been very successful in most instances in doing that.
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of progress in the departments since just in your tenure as judge executive. I know I've been able to witness it. And do you attribute a lot of that to giving more authority to the directors? And where have you seen a lot of progress?
I do, and I think one thing I've really tried to do while I've been here is actually, I think, to be a good judge. As much as anything, a lot of times it's just been a good facilitator, and that's what I said. If that facilitates, first and foremost, me, you know, I need to learn the department, but then given that director latitude, you know, I don't have the expertise in all the departments, but having confidence in my person and facilitating them to do their job, whether that means, you know, fighting for them to get X money for their department or fight for their cause. And I think just enabling, like I said, I inherited a bunch of wonderful folks, and that's really made my job a lot easier. And having those qualified people, I think, and not trying to throw any stones, but I think in a lot of instances, they may have had the title, but really the power to do anything with that. And, you know, who better knew their department than them? So I think hopefully I've enabled them to operate in the capacity that they were placed. You know, if they're director of X department, then I want to give them the resources and the ability and within reason, the reins to do what they think needs to be done in their department to take it to the next level. So I think we've been very successful. Like I said, those employees were very capable employees in most instances, and they've took that and done exactly what I would have wanted them to do with it, and that's improve our departments. And, you know, our job is to serve our community, and I think most all of my directors or supervisors have that mentality, and they've been very successful in trying to do the best they can with what they have allotted to them. And that's one thing. Even there, it's a stride. You know, still several of our departments, like I said, you know, we still fight with the pay scale issue, which it's hard to be competitive with other areas sometimes. And then budgets also, you know, naturally not every department is operating exactly like we'd like it to do to be, and that can be for various reasons. Like I said, due to the number of people they can staff or the money they have to work with. You know, in an ideal world, we could have the adequate number of people or every piece of technology we want, and we've made vast strides, but I don't think we'll ever have exactly what we want. So that's something we'll continue to always struggle with to some degree.
Well, but I've seen, you know, with my own eyes, a lot of our departments, certainly not just my own, but within the road department, within EMS, within all the departments, you have seen a lot of creative thinking and a lot of out-of-the-box thinking with the department heads that have been put in place to do more and to be more progressive with less. And that's really been impressive to see over these few years.
Yeah, and I just, you hit on one there, and not that we could take any department and analyze it, but, you know, you hit on the road department. And that's one. You know, I think I'm fairly fiscal conservative, and, you know, our road department, we have 5 full-time employees there. You look at a lot of counties our size, they'll have 3 to 4 times that many employees for that size department, you know, and that's nice when you've got a time of year like when we need all hands on deck, but it, so many times, and if you see the funds starting to dwindle, that can actually be very detrimental to those departments' budgets. So, you know, here in Powell County, yeah, we – and I think we do a very good job in most instances with our road department, being timely in getting to people's concerns. Naturally, if we had 4 times the staff, we could even be more timely.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, at that timeliness, you don't have the money to do with. So we've been able to put more pavement, more bridges, and do a lot more things than a lot of people that's restricted by being, you know, having bigger numbers. So that's just some of the things we analyze and how we staff or how we run our departments.
Well, I hope this was a great answer for a really good question. It's not something we've really explored here before. That's exactly the purpose of this show, is to get that kind of information out to you guys. So if you enjoyed what you heard today and day before, Make sure you tune in tomorrow at the same time here on WSKV. We're going to take more questions from the public and get the information out to you that you want. Thanks again.